Welcome to the Infinite Life Podcast. I'm your host, Katish Haberfield. This podcast is a journey of discovery as we learn how the soul evolves over various incarnations to understand all about the complexities of being a human being who has to bravely navigate viewing life as a non-dualistic struggle between good and evil through consciousness-raising experiences that test our valor.
Welcome back to the Infinite Life Podcast. My name is Katish Haberfield and I'm your host. This is the very last episode for this season and it's the final episode for Miles. Now, Miles is going to have a look at what else is weighing him down. And in this session, what we're actually going to do is we're going to do two or three things. We're going to introduce him to his higher self, so that he can feel and understand and embody what it is life like when he, in resonance, in alignment with his higher self. So it's a feeling, a state of being. And we also get him to connect with his inner child so he can get the feeling of lightness of a child, so that he has these two states to compare his current life with, his higher self, and his inner child. So he can ask himself, when I make a decision, is this alignment with my higher self? And is this helpful for my inner child? Does it give me joy? Does it lift me up? Does it make me feel light? Or do I feel weighed down and burdened? Really important questions for Miles to be able to have a benchmark to set against. Then to lock it in, because Miles has been struggling with what is his path. And this is not the healer's path this session. This is spiritual weighing down. I felt as though Miles was being weighed down by his current career, which he's very, very good at, but it's not a spiritual career. Now, his wife, Megan, has a spiritual career. She's a medium and a channeler, and she has a podcast. And sometimes we can compare ourselves to our other half. And if they're doing something that we're not doing, we can feel burdened, especially if you're the main bread earner of the family, you can feel burdened by your responsibilities to bring in the main income, not knowing who makes the main income in the family, but so to speak. And this can hold you back or hold you down from transitioning into a spiritual career. But not everybody's meant to have a spiritual path in this lifetime. Not everybody's meant to go on a spiritual career or be a medium or, you know, a healer. It's not the path for everyone, because there are immense spiritual lessons that we can gain in non-spiritual roles. So we can be a very spiritual person as whatever it is that you do in your daily job, because there are things that we need to learn about the way we function and process and deal with emotions. And we may be here in this lifetime to heal emotions, for example, in relationships, or to have healings in terms of the way that we interact with our children or family members. Just because we are married to somebody who has a spiritual healer's path for this lifetime doesn't necessarily mean that we're here to have a career that is spiritual. So I wanted to see, for Miles, could he look into the future in this lifetime and see a lighter, happier, more joyous version of Miles? And if that's so, what would Miles be doing? What would he see? What would his subconscious mind show him is one of the potentials? Remember, there are millions of potentials. But we just asked Miles to show him one potential where he felt weighed down and worse than he is now. And second one, show us a potential where he feels lighter, more joyous, and less burdened by life. Specifically in terms of his career. So that's what I asked Miles to do for this session, was to leave him with the lasting impressions of what it feels like to feel weighed down, depressed, anxious and burdened, how he can then contrast that with the feelings of lightness and joy in life, and which ways he could potentially go. At any time, every decision we make sets us potentially on a different timeline. And perhaps the things that he saw in this episode are no longer relevant because he's made a million decisions in between now and then. But when he listens to this podcast episode, hopefully it will rejig his memory because Archangel Michael says he needs to revisit this. Most importantly, Miles has to get in touch with his inner child to find that joy, that lightness, so that he can bring the lightness into his everyday. So once again, thank you for joining us. I hope you found this season interesting. If you'd like to know more information about what I do now, because this session was recorded over a year ago, nearly more like a year and a half ago, you can head to katish.com. Until then, take care. Namaste.
Sending a healing, loving, wise energy that spreads through every cell of your body. Let the light flow into your legs, flowing through your hips, flowing through your upper and lower legs, flowing to your feet and your toes, going deeper within into the feelings of deep healing calm. Now let this light flow through your whole body, surrounding your whole body like a healing protection cocoon of light. Imagine this creates a protective layer of light around you. You can see everything through this light of relaxed healing calm. The light is always around you. Now you are tuned into it. See your core qualities of wise, loving energy come to the forefront. And now I want you to see that in front of you there is a staircase. And Miles, today you're going to choose, does that staircase that's in front of you go up or down?
Let's go up.
Up, okay. So I want you to see that it has 20 steps. And the staircase goes up into a blue sky or a white spacious radiance. As I count upwards from 1 to 20, you can ascend higher and higher into a place you can create and discover, like a temple, a garden, or a pure, wise energy. With one, notice the staircase's color and texture, maybe white like clouds that move you effortlessly higher with every step. With two, three, getting higher. Four, five, and higher. Six, awareness expanding. Seven, eight, as you can approach a dimension of your superconscious mind. 9, 10, up to a place where we can request your spirit guides, your inner soul child, and your higher self to help you. 11, 12, where we can meet with members of your soul group if required. 13, 14, and the soul council. 15, 16, to assist with the current issues to do with spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical weight. 17, 18, and the journey through the lives, as many lifetimes as the soul has. With 19, 20, step now into a pure spiritual dimension now. Here the deepest levels of your mind can open up and you can remember everything. Find a place where you can rest, surrounded and filled with light. The spiritual dimension has elements of form and formlessness that arise and dissolve into each other. We can start imagining a pure white room with a white chair and a movie screen showing a pristine garden and temple. This is a place you can connect with nature and your true nature. Here you are safe with a protective layer of light around you that you can take with you as you step through the screen into the scene. So imagine stepping through and entering a garden with a temple. Notice the garden's plants like red roses, and yellow sunflowers. Notice the short trees with fruits like oranges. Notice the green grass and leaves. Look up to see a clear blue sky and tall trees with high violet flowers. The trees can sway in the breeze and stay secure because of their deep roots. Here you can connect with the highest spiritual part of your being, knowing part of you that is always securely grounded. So make your way through to the garden to the healing temple where you can sit or recline comfortably. Notice or create a crystal above you. Let this be a channel to send focused energy to your body. Imagine a blue color flowing to your throat and a purple color flowing to your forehead and third eye. Imagine you can float up and see your body reclining from the temple ceiling. Notice the physical form of the body, the energy form and color. Ask for or send whatever cleansing, healing or strengthening energy you need to go beyond one body and into your soul's journey. And Miles, today what we're going to do is we're going to invite two beings to come forward, and I'd like them to be your higher self and your soul child of all incarnations. But first, I would like to invite your higher self to step forward. And let me know when you can feel the energy of your higher self.
I can feel it.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Miles's higher self, for coming today. Now, one of the things that I wanted to do for Miles today was to formally, although in all meditations he can feel you, you're the white light that surrounds him and is always with him, I'd like to do a formal introduction so that Miles knows your core values, so that he can know when something is happening in his life that is directly opposite to his core values, and so he can bring back his feelings towards how you feel. So higher self, first of all, I know it's going to be a different kind of a name. My higher self is Azur. What is your actual higher self name?
Tikkar.
Okay. And can you please demonstrate to Miles through an energetic feeling how your core values feel? What is Miles's soul's or your higher self's? What's your core values? Can you express that inner feeling so Miles can feel that all through his body now?
I guess it would be best described as a hug, embrace.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When you feel it, how do you feel?
Warm around the chest area, excitement. One of those feelings that you get where you can't stand still with happiness. I guess the feeling you would get, it would be similar to you get really happy about something you weren't sure that would happen. Maybe a first date, a first kiss, one of those kind of feelings where you
You want to burst at the seams almost?
Exactly. Like a flex or a jump, and usually it involves a chest squeezing of some sort.
Okay. All right. And so we're searching for words that represent your higher self's core values. This may be shown to you in images or actual, you might hear words.
I guess just guiding. Almost like all lifetimes, you're guiding to make sure that they choose the right path, but you can't make those choices for them. Like a parent can help, but you can't force people to do what's right. And you can give examples and speak to them like a conscience. But you can't give all the answers. It's too much information, too overwhelming. never understand it. So you just give that kind of conscience feeling of just right and wrong and try and guide them on their way.
Okay. So higher self, I was hoping you could show Miles an example in his own life where something was, a situation was presenting to him that was producing the energy or a feeling within Miles that is the direct opposite of the embodiment of who Miles' soul is.
It, unfortunately, it happens often. It's the feeling of self-doubt and almost depression. When you try and achieve a goal and you don't get it and you just feel that sense of loss, that would be the exact opposite, because you should learn from those experiences and try and be successful next time and not weigh in on those losses. That feeling is exactly the opposite. An example would be when he lost his job at one point. And that was a big low, but it was to open other opportunities.
All right. Can you show him that moment when he lost his job and let him feel for a moment that sense of loss, and then show him the feeling that you wanted him to feel in terms of that it was actually bringing this new opportunity, the sense of excitement, so that he can stop in the moment when he's feeling these feelings, pause, reconnect with you to get the wisdom that he needs to find in these moments so that he doesn't spiral down into depression and self-doubt?
Okay.
Did you get that difference, Miles?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Okay, great. So what I want you to do for the future, Miles, is anytime you feel yourself in that moment where you're feeling that opposite feeling, I want you to stop, center yourself, and look for the feeling that you've just felt now, okay?
Okay.
And that will recenter you to your higher self, okay? So this is what I'm trying to get, is that the power is within you because your higher self is always with you. Your higher self is always within you. So at any moment, you can tap into that feeling and reconnect with your higher self, okay?
Okay.
Nothing that you need is outside of you. All of the wisdom is inside of you, yes?
Yes.
Because you carry it with you always. Perfect. And would your higher self like to impart any other wisdom or knowledge right now before we move on?
The only thing is just listen to that conscience and that voice in the back of your head instead of listening to how you feel in the moment.
Okay. Okay, beautiful. Thank you so much for coming today. And could you bring in the soul's inner child, please? Miles, let me know when you see, feel, hear, or sense the energy of your soul's inner child.
Okay.
Okay. Does it represent to you as
a small boy or a small girl? Or neither?
Just small boy.
Small boy? Okay. Okay, and my small boy has a name. Does your small boy have a name?
No.
No. Okay, that's okay.
Not that I know yet.
Okay, all right. If he wants to reveal it.
Shy.
Shy. Okay. All right. What I want you to feel now is the pure energy of the small child of the soul. And what springs to your mind?
I'm just playful and just innocent and shy. It's just the energy I'm getting.
Okay. And what does this soul child crave for?
Just attention like any other child.
And in order to be able to invite your small soul's child to participate and help you, just like your inner higher self would help you, how can you ask them to step out of their shyness to assist you? What do they need from you?
Just more attention and just, I guess, that self-love and just pay attention to what it needs.
Okay. I just want you to take his hand and see yourself go down on your knees and pull him in for a hug. Okay. All right. Now, the reason that I'm inviting you to do that, Miles, is because one of the benefits that you've had from doing these sessions is that you have begun to exercise again, haven't you? And the one wonderful thing that children have that we adults don't have is boundless energy, isn't it?
Yes, a lot of it.
A lot of energy. And they know how to approach things in a fun way. So what I invite you to do is from now on, before you do exercise, I invite you connect with your small child, invite him to come along with you and see how you can tap into the energy, the joy and the childlike playfulness as you approach life and exercise and taking care of your body. Because a small child doesn't look at their body and hate it, do they? No. A small child is at one with wonder with how their fingers work, how their toes work. They find digestion and noises that the body makes hilarious and interesting and funny. And so I invite you to tap in each time that you have thoughts that may be negative or positive about your body, about food and about exercise. I want you to, like you did with your higher self, I want you to stop in your mind, invite your small child to connect, and then connect with the energy of the small child to see how you can shift or move the situation and or work together. Because what you'll find is when you invite the small child to do things with you, you will have greater vigor and energy and zest for life. You'll see things in a more playful situation and with more curiosity and wonder.
Okay.
Okay. Is your small child happy to do that?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. Thank you for coming along today. And now I am going to ask them to both step back.
And I would like to know, what is the energy that has been with us this whole time since we started this session today? A very strong energy.
I'm sensing a blue light, but I'm not getting any names.
Okay.
All I'm seeing is blue.
Okay. And would that blue light energy like to step forward and make itself known?
I'm not saying anything. It seems familiar. As if we should know already.
Is it not Michael?
Surrounding. It's just surrounding all of us.
Okay.
I would guess so, because that's the only thing that sounds right. It's just blue all around, and it's just familiar.
Okay.
The sense I'm getting is we already know what it is.
Okay. All right. And would this blue light energy like to impart some wisdom or take you on a journey somewhere there where you need to see something today that's relevant to emotional, physical, spiritual weight?
Shown me, it's just an open field, like a, I don't know, almost like a blank canvas is the kind of feeling that I'm getting.
Okay, can you step into the open field?
I am, and it's just, it's weird because it's an open field, but it's all blue.
Okay.
I don't know, it's hard to read. It's almost like it's like all energy, but it's blank.
Okay.
Like a new start. There's nothing there, no other life or anything. Just grass, and it's just blank.
Empty. Okay. All right. So what I want you to do is to, how are you represented in this new start? Oh, I think I've got what it is. Is this representative of the future that we need to see into based on a decision you're about to make?
I'm not getting a straight yes or no. Possibly.
Okay. Possibly. All right. What I would like you to do, just give me a second and just... What I want you to do is I want you to imagine now that in this field, you can see a mirror. And is the mirror just going to be created out of nowhere? I want you to focus in on the mirror. Notice the shape and color of your mirror. And I want you to imagine your present day face reflected in the mirror. I want you to see your eyes and your inner energy. Now, I want you to imagine your face a few years from now, as you have been able to become lighter and lighter, removing burdens, heavy energy, heavy physical things that are holding you back, holding you down mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And I want you to see that if you keep focusing on your future life face, that you'll be able to see that you can walk through that mirror and into a tunnel. And it's going to take you into a future life relating to your path that we have been exploring the last three sessions, where you see a positive change to your trajectory that is the result of what you have been doing in regards to emotional, physical, and spiritual weight. So you can walk into the tunnel, and with five, the garden fades behind you and the tunnel darkens. With four, you come into the mirror again, which is a soft light, so you can see your future light face coming into focus. With three, getting clearer, and you realize that you are actually walking straight into this future life scene. The light growing and drawing you forward with one, ready to step into the future life with zero now. So, Miles, what's the first thing that you notice?
I don't look as old as I thought I would.
Okay.
That was nice.
Okay. What do you notice about yourself?
I'm definitely in better shape. And I look similar, just in much better shape, which was good to see.
So is this you lifetime? Is this you of this lifetime, but just later on down the track?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So you're feeling happier? What else do you notice about the future you? What are you doing? Occupation-wise.
Oh. I have my own business. And a couple businesses.
What kind of businesses are they?
I personally don't work them very often. I just visit. Okay. So I own them.
So you're an owner rather than an employee mindset?
Yes.
Okay. What kind of businesses are they, Miles?
It's a drive-in and it's like a coffee barista type deal.
Mm-hmm.
Sell smoothies, coffees, that kind of thing, and then mm-hmm. drive-in movie theater. That's mm-hmm. the businesses.
Okay. And can you show the Miles of now the point in time where you made a decision that enabled you to change your occupation, that allowed you to lighten the load mentally and physically?
Yes, and it's coming fairly soon.
Okay, great. And you feel a bit apprehensive about Miles. So what does the future Miles want to say to you to quell that apprehension?
Just take this as evidence to believe in yourself.
Okay.
You just got to take that first leap and it's all easy from there.
Right. And it's all easy from there. That's the important words. Can you ask your future self to show you another benefit of going forward with this path and lightening the load mentally and emotionally? What else transpires for you by shifting for you, you and your family?
It's much easier financially and vacation wise, able to travel more, do more with the kids and for yourself, your inner child. Lots of benefits. Yes, that's the big ones.
Okay, all right. And so what I want you to do is I want you to ask your future self to take you back to the moment in time where you made this decision, and instead of making the decision, choose one of the other options that present themselves to you. And follow how your life would change if you chose a different option. Now, it doesn't have to be that the other one is all doom and gloom. It can be that there's another potential positive lightning option in the mix. But your mind knows which to show you.
It's just more of the same.
More of the same? Okay. And how do you feel with more of the same?
Bad.
Bad. Okay.
Yeah, I felt like it's definitely different, especially for not just me, but the rest of the family too.
Okay.
It's like the business has opened up doors for my kids that aren't as decisive on what they want to do with their life. So it just gave them some more options and things like that so that they could grow and get on their feet and move on with their lives. But it's like more of the same. It's like they don't have that opportunity and just live with us for a really long time.
Okay. I wonder about for Megan, how does this feel for her?
It's the same thing, because she had more opportunities with the change as opposed to more of the same. It's, you know, she didn't get to pursue her things she wanted to do.
Okay.
Because we needed her to do the same with her job, because we need both incomes. So it was just not good.
All right. Okay. So can you feel how the difference in the emotional feeling in your mind and in the you that stayed the same, how did that person look in comparison to right now?
Heavier and not happy.
Okay.
It was like night and day.
Okay. All right. So we've got the picture. Can we bring in any insight about how you can use your spirit guides and your higher self and inner child, inner soul child, to help you navigate the emotions so that you can more easily choose the lighter path? Is there any words of advice that they can give you, or signs to look for? Signs are good.
I'm just here and just listening to like your inner voice and just those gut feelings and that feeling in your chest when you're really excited. That's how you know it's the right decision.
Okay. And there's this doubt that I can feel in the back of your mind, Miles. You said drive in. Do you mean like a food drive in? Is that what you mean? Like a drive through, we call them in Australia. What's the drive in?
Movie theater.
Oh, movie theater. Oh, that's fun. Yeah. Movie theater. Cool. All right. So that's good to clarify. And the coffee place is a drinks based option. Yeah. So it's not like a Hungry Jack's or anything. Yeah. Okay. Cool. All right. Perfect. So you can be assured, Miles, that these are not going to contribute to a sedentary lifestyle or a life where you are eating the wrong kind of food because it's your business. And what's the other benefit there that you get in your mind now in terms of your son, your other son?
Some more time.
Mm-hmm.
And just helping them on their pathway.
Okay, perfect. All right. So if you have got both scenarios very clear in your mind and you can lock in now that feeling of the lightness, excitement, happiness, you know, that the other alternative will bring, I'd like to take you back to the chair where you were lying in before you stepped into the field. Let me know when you're there.
I'm there.
Okay. And I just want you to float above your body and just do a quick scan for me to make sure that there's no extra energy that needs moving, no lights or colors or sounds that are over your body that you can detect today.
No.
Nope. Okay, perfect. And can I call in Archangel Michael for just one last time?
Yes.
Hi, Michael. Thanks for coming. We couldn't finish off a series of three without a last word. So we've shown Miles a future scenario. I was wondering, before we close out, is there anything else that you'd like to say to him or show to him?
I guess I would say just re-listen over everything and maybe take some mental notes, actually physical notes, because you'll probably remember, because memory is not the best. So just repetition and notes, and just really listen to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I think everything that he needed to get out of this session, he's gotten out of it. He just has to remember it. That's the key.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And so we've cleared all lifetimes that needed to be covered, and but all past lives and inner child work that needed to be covered.
He's still got work to do, but in for right now, yes.
Yes.
As you talked about, even in this one, needs to make sure he works with his inner child and gives that time, but that's something that he has to do.
Okay. All right. Good. All right. So, thank you, Archangel Michael. We will let him finish the session before he loses that feeling. So we lock it in. Before Miles drifts and floats away, yeah. Miles, I want you to, if you have no further questions for Archangel Michael, then you can drift away and float away. Absolutely no questions at all. Drift away, float away.
Okay.
drift away, float away, and then when you're ready, you can feel heavier and come back into the room when you're ready.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, wow.